media, turn your cameras, please, and show what's really happening out here, because these people are not going to take it any longer. They're not going to take it any longer. Go ahead, turn your cameras, please. Would you show? They came from all over the world, actually, but they came from all over our country. I just really want to see what they do. I just want to see how they cover it. I've never seen anything like it, but it would be really great if we could be covered fairly by the media. The media is the biggest problem we have, as far as I'm concerned, single biggest problem. The fake news and the big tech. Big tech is now coming into their own. We beat them 4 years ago. We surprised them. We took them by surprise. And this year, they rigged an election. They rigged it like they've never rigged an election before. And by the way, last night, they didn't do a bad job either, if you notice. I'm honest, and I just, again, I want to thank you. It's just a great honor to have this kind of crowd and to be before you, and hundreds of thousands of American patriots are committed to the honesty of our elections and the integrity of our glorious republic. All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft.
This motherfucker crazy.
Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal. Today, I will lay out just some of the evidence proving that we won this election, and we won it by a landslide. This was not a close election. You know, I say sometimes jokingly, but there's no joke about it. I've been in two elections. I won them both, and the second one, I won much bigger than the first, okay? Almost 75 million people voted for our campaign, the most of any incumbent president by far in the history of our country. 12 million more people than 4 years ago. And I was told by the real pollsters, we do have real pollsters, they know that we were going to do well and we were going to win. But I was told if I went from 63 million, which we had 4 years ago, to 66 million, there was no chance of losing. Well, we didn't go to 66, we went to 75 million, and they say we lost. We didn't lose. And by the way, does anybody believe that Joe had 80 million votes? Does anybody believe that?
Just 24 hours ago, the hottest topics were Warnock and Ossoff flipping the Senate and Joe Biden getting certified as our next president. But right after yesterday's show, our nation's capital fell under siege by domestic terrorists. Yes, that's what I said, domestic terrorists, who had the
Facts.
Audacity
Facts.
To call themselves patriots. Take a good look at what they did.
First thoughts for you when you hear that there's a security breach at the U.S. Capitol, that protesters there at the Capitol, that we have had proceedings that have been canceled and postponed because of protesting there. What are your first thoughts?
It's unbelievable. And the reason why is because on 9/11, I was one block away from the Capitol the day it all happened. I was at the Voice of America building, and I recall that particular day, what took place in the streets, the chaos and all of the blue lights and the police vehicles. That same activity is happening that block away from the VOA building on Capitol Hill right now, because all sorts of chaos has broken out. People have breached the steps or the security there. Police engaged early on with them with pepper spray. Somehow they managed to get past the police. They are now inside
Somehow.
The Capitol building.
Fuck out of here.
And the Capitol Police have issued some very specific instructions to people inside the Capitol right now. And basically it is to go into your offices and lock your doors. Stay away from the windows. If you're not near your offices, find a place to hide is the guidance that they're giving people, and they're telling them as well to turn your electronic devices off. Stay quiet. Do not allow yourself to be found. This is what happens during a terror attack.
All right, people, peace and blessings, man. Cyber Supreme Rob Podcast. Man, I just wanted to play some snippets before I got started about what Trump thoughts were and what the media is putting out, what the news is saying about this particular event that took place, this terrorist attack on D.C. And I'm going to tell you my thoughts on how disgusting I feel it is that this took place in this fact and how fucking fake it is as well. Fake news, fake events, man. I'm not saying it's fake in the capacity of people actually going down there, wasting their gas just to do some dumb shit. It's fake because people were allowed to do a lot of the stuff they have done out there. There is no motherfucking way you telling me whether it's 2, 10, 100, or 1,000 black people decided to go down there, climb the wall, break into offices of the nation's capital, and protest, allegedly, in the fashion they done. People carry automatic weapons, pepper spray, knives, even machine guns. Allegedly, I've heard was down there. There was brawls, people fighting in the street. There were even some people allegedly down there representing BLM, which I don't really give a damn about BLM like that. Just the term BLM is the only thing I would put energy in. But the whole thing now is going to a whole nother level. There was a brawl between a young lady caught on camera who was Afro-Indigenous versus another lady that was a Caucasoid, a Caucasian of Euro descent. I don't know what the words were exactly exchanged, but the black lady represented and gave her a mean right hook and busted and broken her nose. First thing that happens is some strange white dude comes up, the Caucasoid, puts the camera in the white woman's face and say, puts words in her mouth, and she agreed with it. Oh, BLM did it? BLM hit you in the face? Yeah, the black girl, she hit me in my nose. Yes, it was BLM. Yeah, man, that shit crazy. Even in the midst of all that, man, you know, they still throw us under the bus and try to make us the bad guys, the ones who decided to go down there and participate in this alleged protest or terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. But we all know the majority of those people were, let's be keep 100, was white people. Now, the Caucasian man and woman came down there with firearms. And I saw no goon squad, no nothing. I think at best they said some people arrived to pepper spray people. I don't believe that there were, at the time when I was watching it, I don't believe there were no arrests. I also heard that there was a woman who got shot in the face. Well, somebody told me somebody got shot in the face out there. And I told y'all that they was going to plan on doing the Trumpers was going to do a Million Man March. Trump is still saying he is not going to concede. Do you see what is being created? They have shut shit down out there. And there are people throughout the cities and states who are still in the streets. Not even in Washington. They in their city, in their state, doing terrorist acts. And this is allowed. This is what makes what I say fake. So I want to talk about fake news. Where are the military now? Where's the goon squad? Where's the police? Where's the whole team? There's none of that. You know, they put this fake stuff out there and they allow this stuff to happen. They purposely got money to burn. They can burn down police stations. They will allow people to do that. It wasn't that they did it and we won some type of battle or something like that. That's just to put it out there. Let's keep it 100, Trump. You and the media go hand in hand. You sitting up here acting like you don't got an agenda either. We know that you know you want the media to promote this in any way, shape, or form to get over. Now, we've already have these conspiracy theories about Donald Trump being the last president as we know it. And it seems like it's emerging to that way. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I got to tell you something. 2021 is going to be a powerful year. So you have to protect your energy on a spiritual level like you've never done before. You have to take care of yourself in ways this year 10 times as much as you've done in your life. If you're already doing it, that's great. If you're not doing it, I suggest everybody to do so. Protect your babies. Take precaution from everything, whether it's work, whether it's everyday things like shopping. The time has been over with, and the time has always been now. We're still trying to find a party in the war zone. And now more than ever, we know that we cannot do that. We've got too much going on. And I've always warned people, oh, 2020 is finally over. Or the alleged new year, which is not really the fucking new year, but, you know, do your thing. Oh, this is going to be a new year, new me, and all this shit. I don't hear a lot of that. I tell people like this. Just because 2020 is over, don't mean it ain't going to be no sequel. Think about it. That 20's still in that motherfucker. 2020, 2020 part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is on its way. And if you felt like 2020 was mentally straining, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. No, I don't. I am the bearer of bad news, but it's not really no new news. This is something that we knew was going to happen years before. A lot of us did. A lot of us choose to ignore the signs and what's going on in the world today and how we getting played and pimped every day. And tricked and put in a trick bag. And people say the dumbest shit. You fake conspiracy theories talking about this was a distraction, that was a distraction for what's really going on. Motherfucker, they've been distracting you from what's really going on. You know, it's okay to love the NBA and the NFL. You know, I personally am an NBA fan. You know, what the NBA is doing, speaking on the situation, I think that's absolutely good. But at the end of the day, what's going on right now? Still nothing but a distraction for you to sit your ass on the couch, enjoy the basketball games, the football games, the movies, when we really should be making moves for ourselves to go ahead and do what we gotta do to conceal a better future for generations to come and for the rest of your living days, right? I feel like the American people got it all wrong. Without saying too much, I have to say this. If you believe that any good will come out of this, or anything new or positive comes out of this, or if you believe that you have to pick a side, left or right, then you're wrong. Because these people is balling out of control. These people living grand, healthy lifestyles, financial security up the ass. So what are you going to do to make changes in your life to change the situation? Abundance of money is available for you as well. But how are you going to go about it? There are still, even with the nasty soil and unclean meat, cloned meat, food supply running short, there's still an abundance of organic, healthy foods for you and your family to have. Question is, how will you go about it? And are you willing to go about it, or you still want to be dictated by this shit show we're seeing on TV? We all know change is coming. Whether you think it's for the better or for the worse, it's really your choice in how you feel about it. What I feel about it is not important. All I'm simply doing is asking a question. How do you feel you can thrive? Or do you feel, as I always say, is it working for you? Is it lashing good on your back now? Huh? How does it feel for you? You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be a jackass. You know, for all you motherfuckers that feel like slavery is over, it's been an evolution. You feel me? A new age outlaw has arrived, so to speak. That may have went over your head, but, you know, I have to put that out there. You know, my thing is always, we talk about, you know, especially us, our people, what somebody physically won't do to you or physically do to you. Why do you think these people had the heart to go do that? And if you realize that if it was us, we would have got blown the fuck up, it would have been the biggest murder, massacre of all time. You know, that's what an NBA player said. He said he felt like if it was us, it would have been the biggest massacre in American history if we would have came down there talking about we gonna run up on it. You know, is they putting a pack in y'all back and influencing y'all to do something that you really shouldn't be doing and moving about it? Should you be doing it in a carnal fashion, or should you be doing it in a spiritual fashion? That's another question. Do you feel this is the way you go about making change? Do you believe that this example and demonstration, or this terrorist demonstration that you saw, would be a perfect way to get your point across and get shit done? Now, I'm not saying I'm not against physical warfare. I'm not one of them. Because a lot of those motherfuckers is just pussy. And they always want to throw spirituality at you because they don't want to do shit. And I'm not saying that. But the mindset of what is going on and what you see, do you feel like that's appropriate? Think about it. Because at the end of the day, I will say this. There was a lot of physical violence, you know, during the times of slavery and things of that nature and oppression. There were great terrorist acts. And I'm not speaking of 9/11, we talking about some of the worst terrorist acts was involved with our people, destroying our welfare, our well-being. But a lot of that was also military mind games, strategies, putting certain black people in certain places and influence to make things seem a certain way when it's really not. This has been happening for years now. How many times are we gonna get finessed is the question. How many times are you gonna allow yourself to be finessed by the same fucking thing? Y'all don't see this? Or has the lashing got good on your back? I ask again. I mean, historically, we ain't been hitting on shit when it comes to that anyways. Let's get into the historical thing of what is in which I'm talking about, man. I mean, I don't know how much history, you know, you have on how easy these things have become, you know what I mean? For our people to do. I mean, we've enslaved our own people for gain. You understand? Is anybody familiar with the name Marie Metoyer? If not, let me give you something, a little something that I know about her. Marie was born and into slavery, but she died a rich woman. Right? A rich woman with what? Slaves. Now, this lady I'm speaking of is an Afro-American woman. Okay? I'm gonna bring it home in a minute. I'm just gonna walk you slow through it so you really understand what I'm getting at. Now, this woman in these times was owning slaves. This is in the times where they claimed that we all were slaves, I guess. Which I'm not gonna give a whole history lesson on that bullshit. This was one of the richest ladies in Louisiana. A free lady. I'm gonna put that back on you. A free lady. She was an entrepreneur, is what they called her. A social climber. She was a Christian-minded. A Christian-minded. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes. You know what I'm talking about in Ecclesiastes, what they talk about. Worship your slave master like you will worship Jesus. That's why I can never rock with that. Just listen to the words, man. No wordplay needed. This was a Christian-minded, and she worked to improve society, is what they say. And she made use of her slave labor. Now, Marie was wealthy by 1830. It's estimated that she owned more than 1,000 acres and an estimated 287 slaves working on that land. And New Orleans had over 3,000 free Negroes. Free. That's 28% of free Negroes in that city. All right?
Okay, so what is that supposed to mean?
Listen, man. If you're a farmer, you know how you handle your cattle. Mm-hmm. You either got the workers, and you got the people that's controlling the workers. Either you the boss, or you the employee. Same shit. This is how you control generational wealth. This is how you become wealthy. This is the same shit they've been using for many years. They still always been using black people. This woman even had some of her family members working for her. It was basically called workers. They wasn't called slaves back then. I hope y'all know that, right? I mean, it was called slaves by the Caucasoid and stuff like that. But like a lot of business people who was building, helping each other build up stuff, they was considering themselves workers, working for low wages or no wages, because that shit didn't exist. But see, when you're an entrepreneur, you know how to profit off what you have built. You know, buying and selling. You feel me? So which one do you want to be? Do you want to be the entrepreneur or do you want to be the worker? Do you want to be the fool or do you want to be the genius? What's your mentality on this situation? Are we going to keep getting finessed? Because, I mean, if y'all get finessed, I don't give a fuck how woke everybody else think they is or what they think they know. Generally, as of today, the bag we put in, if most of us stupid, that means all of us stupid. Because how can we really get anything done or change anything if we all going with the same program? This is why I'm asking you. Are you going to believe everything you see and heard? Are you going to go with the flow? Are you going to get angry and direct that energy in the wrong way? Or are you going to man up and change your mindset and start strategizing a little bit more better to change your situation and the situation of the country and the world? Because otherwise, if you're not, I want you to shut the fuck up. All right? If you like the way this shit going, don't sit up here and pick and choose what the bitch you complain about. I keep saying this over and over. It's like beating a dead horse. I know I keep saying this. But listen. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, man. Stop talking and acting like you upset. Or act like you give a damn about what's going on. You like the way you live in the matrix. And if you ever unplug yourself out this matrix, you'll probably want to go back. Like that dude, Cypher. I hate that this motherfucking name is Cypher on that movie. I swear to God, that shit pissed me off. Do you want to be important within this system? Or you want to be important without it? Do you feel like you're comfortable? Let's say this. Let's say if some type of way or however they work it out or whatever, the lesser of the two evils actually do win. Which meaning that Trump stays without conceding and somehow we get this moral victory by having Trump stay there. And we don't have to worry about Kamala and Biden. Is that what we're really doing? Right? Is that what we're really doing? Or is we doing something bigger or greater? You know, that's all I ever was saying. See, a lot of people think that it was about, you know, supporting Donald Trump or whatever the case may be, or me making the case for Trump. But like I said, man, left wing, right wing, same dirty ass bird. These motherfuckers go to dinner together. They hang out together. They get money together. These motherfuckers are related to each other. They're family. They keep it within their bloodline. Right? A lot of y'all know that. So, are you mad or jealous because you can't run the system, but you're running the same as them? That's why you complain? Or are you really mad because you feel like it shouldn't go this way and that there's a better way to run this corporation? Or you feel like the corporation needs to blow and a new shall be born that is prosperous for all? Do you believe Donald Trump can provide that? Do you believe Joe Biden, your personal government, your city, your state can provide these things for you? Do you trust and believe in them? Obviously you do, because a lot of you guys go and vote and y'all vote for the people who y'all really like. And then 9 times out of 10, like y'all said, this particular election, you simply don't agree with any one of them, but you felt like you had no other choice but to pick between the two, which was also false. You did have a choice, even if you voted. I used to throw shit out there, different scenarios. I would do that on purpose to see who would figure it out and think about what I'm really saying. You know, just to see. You know, but instead it turns into a debate, which I knew could happen too because of the way I word things and the way I say stuff. You know what I mean? But this is what I want. I just want to check the mind, the mentality of general public. That's why I do it the way I do and say stuff the way I say it. You know what I mean? But hopefully in that conversation, when you're sitting down and you're thinking about it, you reflect on it, you start thinking about stuff. You know what I mean? You start thinking about, okay, wait a minute. Well, if this happens like this, like this, like this, if you know so much about the rules of the game, I'm pretty sure you'll figure it out. And that's all I wanted to do anyway. I don't need no credit. It's like a Tupac said, I just want to spark some thought into all the game changers of the world today. And this is the time for thoughts, spirituality, affirming things to get into the brains and the hearts, minds, and souls of the people. Especially in this particular corporation that we are living in. This is very important. Because otherwise, we just like the cattle that's getting raised out here. You know, the workers will work it out for us. You know, Donald Trump get on the mic. I mean, all they did with Donald Trump, even with all the shit he said, he still had a microphone in the media while he talked shit about the media. Think about that. Oh, they turned his social media off. He doesn't have Facebook and Twitter anymore. Like, he can't use other people's fucking social media to get messages through. And most importantly, he is still the incumbent. You seen what he did yesterday. Came outside. Talking plenty cash money. Man, had me dying laughing. I mean, Trump is a funny guy, man. You gotta give it to him. You know. Look at what he came out. He got the microphone. He got the camera. That's all he needed. And now he's sparking thoughts and he's telling you, what you see is not what you see. The media report the real. So you telling me what we saw was not real? You telling me them motherfuckers walking up in there, them thugs, the real thugs for real, them Trumpy cockazoids came in there with them guns. Bruh, please. You tell me nothing happened? Nothing happened. Practically nothing happened. People lost lives. People lost their life. You feel me? So what's next? You got the fake news on the vaccine. The COVID vaccine and people promoting it and the stuff that Biden's doing, being undecisive about the way he wants to go about it once he becomes officially president. I'm chuckling for a reason, but I can't say why. And yes, it's funny. To me, you got all that, and y'all really believe that this man got a better plan or a better solution? What's your solution? What's y'all solution? How in tune are you with yourself and what you can do? Y'all think if y'all put a mask on and stay in the house and all that goofy shit gonna keep you healthy, huh? But what are you doing physically, sir, ma'am, to boost your immune system? What are you taking or what are you eating? What is your lifestyle looking like? Have you changed it yet?
Or do you want to get stuck with some shit you said you didn't ever even want? Okay? You know, you're comparing it to the flu shot, right? Just a question. You know what I mean? Just a few questions for y'all. You feel me? Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Please don't. And the reason why I say that is because, I mean, a lot of you goofy motherfuckers gonna take everything I'm saying the wrong way. And you're gonna say, who the fuck am I? Keep that same energy. Please. But I do want you to listen to what I'm saying, and I do want you to really go within yourself and answer these questions for yourself. Not for me, but for yourself. How are you keeping your children? Your children. Safe? Healthy and stuff like that. What efforts are you making? Because all this ties in together, man. Because this is what it is, man. They're using the same old shit, man. You think about it. Go back to the days of shrivelry. You tell me you see anything different from way back then, do your Googles, man. I can't give you all the answers, man. Do some studying for once in your life, other than on some bullshit. Start looking this shit up, dog. You know, like I did my podcast about the Spanish flu and COVID. The pros and cons of the politics of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump comparisons. These are all things that you can put on your scale and weigh them out. Not to sway you left or right, bro. I already told you what it is. You know, that ain't my job to do that anyway. I don't get paid for that. I don't work for none of these motherfuckers, man. Facts. Even though a motherfucker accused me of it. That was the dumbest shit I ever heard. But, it's just to put some fat on your brain, sir and ma'am. Are you mad yet? Is it motivating yet? How will this change you? Are you shaking? Are you scared? Are you putting too much energy and too much fear into this stuff? Because they got more for you, man. Trust me. They got a whole lot of more for you coming up, bro. For real, for real. And, you know, are you worrying about it? I mean, you know, sit back and enjoy the shit show, man. And just do what you got to do, man. And, you know, that's the best advice I can give for right now until you decide to see other things you want to go about doing. So y'all thought I was going to get up here and bitch and complain about how unfair it is. I brung it up, but I wasn't going to bitch and complain about how unfair it is that white folks got to climb the wall and, you know, bring their guns and nobody died. I mean, that's just, you know, extra shit for y'all to talk about. But I want to look at the whole picture. No, they got to do it. Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, we know. We know. I know. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We know that. We know that. Because it's going to mean a lot more if we do it. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to have some silly ass nigga who ain't going to never do shit, try to put packs and people back. Yeah. 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 See, yeah. The white folks ain't scared to go do that. You know what I'm saying? They manned it up for Trump. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we gonna run up on them crackers. Yeah. The motherfucker who talking ain't gonna do shit. He just led y'all to the massacre. You know what I mean? Yeah, of course you should always arm up and be ready to fight in a given moment, you know what I'm saying? But it's all between how you go about it. I mean, we're not Vikings by nature, bro. We don't get down like that by nature. That's not a part of our whole strategy. We fighters, we warrior kings. I mean, we've been beating motherfuckers' ass for many years. I mean, think how long we had to fight them motherfuckers off before they took over. You gotta think about it, man. We ran this planet for a long fucking time. See, a lot of y'all don't even know that. But see, a new day and a new age is born. Right? Now, this is what you get. And I feel like the strategies that's implemented are very excellent, are very genius, very finessing. You know, you think you done came a long way, don't you? And you know, all the old heads sitting up here telling us, just like the old heads that was telling me, we done came a long way. A long way from what? They've been doing this. They've been doing this shit, bro. You think people have even said we've seen more millionaires and business owners than ever before. Like, that's facts. And they say that's facts. It's not facts. Do your Googles and see how much generational wealth was generated between us and how certain people have always been out there, you know, to start different things, you know, put in place. Now your black ass try it on your own and see how far you get in within. You feel what I'm saying? Just saying, man, just saying. Sometimes you gotta take that long way around. You feel me? Gotta take that long way around. And please, folks, to my people, stop blending in with folks on some shit like this. Coming out there with BLM flags and shit. And you got your black ass out there. Then you still end up beating the shit out of a couple of folks. Because they coming at you when the focus should supposed to be supposedly been something else. But they still fucking with you while your ass is out there with them. Now that we've seen this, what can I say? I don't know. What the fuck do I know, though? You know what I mean? People don't got common sense, I guess. We have to learn to put the fire out in our own house before we can work with other people. Okay? And with that note, salute to you. Peace and blessings. You have a wonderful evening.